Joining us now on the ticket hotline is a man whose name made headlines over the past 10 days in association with the Mavericks and all the chaos in the front office. A lot of people believe he's at the root of the chaos. It's Haralabob Vulgaris, the special assistant to Mark Cuban. Good morning, Haralabob.
Yes, yes. How are you? Good to be with you. Last man standing, huh?
Looks like it.
Yeah, opa, congrats.
Opa. Yes,
yes. Yes, you're Greek, for those of you who don't know, and you've been with the Mavericks now for a few years, but what's going on in the front office?
Yes, hey, I want to address the people that say I'm a shadowy figure. What with the shadow? I'm always well lit. I always insist on the best lighting.
Yes. Okay, all right.
Yes, no, the front office, it's total chaos. I mean, it's crazy. It's Mark Cuban, you know? The man is crazy in the head area.
Well, as a shadowy figure, what day do you think you do your best work?
Shadow day. This is the fun thing. That's how we joke around sometimes. That's how we joke, yes. Yes, what? Yes, go ahead.
Well, I mean, you tell us. I mean, this sounds like a big controversy. A guy who used to bet on basketball is now in charge of basketball operations.
That's right. I am the first guy that has gone from being a professional gambler to being employed in the sports business since Norm Hitchkiss.
Yeah, we have one of those, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
But, I use the statistics and the whatnot and everything, you know. I studied the data.
The whatnot?
Yes. I studied data. Then I found that when the Mavs have a paired attendance of over 18,000 fans, there's an 80% chance that Mark will want to shower with the team afterward.
Okay. I don't know what you do
with
that.
What does that have to do with winning a basketball game?
When the attendance is under 18,000, there's a 100% chance, yes. I figured this stuff out, you know. It's fun. It's fun to look at the trends, get inside the opposing coaches' heads. I know what they do before they know.
Yes, that's what you claim.
Yes.
And you...
I have proprietary, what do you say in America, algorithms. I have algorithms, yes.
Okay.
It was my idea to start Boban and Kristaps in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I have a formula.
Well, what formula?
The formula is €2 stiffs equals playoff win, yes?
Well, no.
Yes, with the question mark, that's your formula? Hey, and you know what? There's a lot of talk about Luka not liking you at all. Does that create a difficult dynamic?
Yes, yes. What is it? What do people say there?
Well, they say, you know, he's shouted at you and he doesn't want you around.
Yeah, you kind of overstepped your bounds.
He thinks that you quit on the team.
Yes, 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 yes. Well, let me say this and I will put it to you and you can let it go out to all of your listeners. I will say it now. Luka is a bitch.
Okay, Mr. Vulgaris,
callous response.
You ask me about it, and then I tell you he's a bitch.
Mr. Vulgaris.
That is what it is. You ask, and he's a bitch because he's a bitch then.
He does seem to complain a lot on the court.
Look at him. That's all he does. He bitches up and down the court. That's all he does. He only knows a few things to say in English, and they're all bitches. He's an absolute disaster, and I'm tired of people coddling to him. But I'm still here. I'll get to a little Luka, too.
Why
would you want to do that?
That would not be good for the organization.
Yes, yes. It won't be. Oh, okay. You know more than me. I'm the guy who has all the data and the algorithm.
We may know more about you than basketball. I don't know about that.
And I got rid of Rick Carlisle. I got rid of him.
Yes.
Yeah, why?
Oh, what a piece of work that guy was. A total jerk. I mean, the guy makes Stalin look like a people person. Good God. This guy's first name should have been spelled with a silent P. That's what he was. You ask me, I tell you.
Oh, man.
I watched him punch subordinates in the face just for forgetting his Diet Coke.
Oh, I don't believe that.
You want to reward him by making him head coach? Please. Please. There was one time I see this with my very own eyes. Someone tried to park in Rick Carlisle's space under double AC. He gets so mad, he come in, and he shoots our HR director's dog, right?
I think that was George. Our
that
George
was actually me that took his space. Yeah, I guess I'm responsible.
Oh, you shot the dog.
Well, I didn't shoot the...
What happened there?
I don't know.
The guy was a pain. And Donnie Nelson, I get rid of him as well, right?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gone. That's going to save us a ton of money just at the cash bar at the Mavs Christmas party alone. I mean, the open bar.
The open bar, right, because yeah, the team has to pay for it, right?
Donnie's idea of a balanced diet is a Budweiser in each hand. That's a balance for him. Like, that man was like a bathroom wall, always plastered. Yeah.
Okay, now that's unfair.
But he has been fired now, so it is good, no?
Yeah, well, we'll see, I guess. Yeah, it depends on who you get.
Hey, Donnie, you know what you do now that you are fired and life has handed you lemons. You know what you do, right? You find someone with tequila and salt. That's what you do.
Okay, now, Mr. Vulgaris.
That junk bottle is going to be drunk. That's what he does. His spirit animal is Grey Goose. The man always...
I think this is unfair.
Yes.
You just don't like him.
Fine. Well, then you're a bitch. How about that?
Okay. Well, maybe I am.
On.
I don't know.
I won't come on your program ever again. How does that sound, you bitch?
Okay. We'll see ya.
How does Bob Cuban Vulgaris put up with him?
I don't know. I could see why Donnie wanted out, and Rick, if that is the case. All right. It's 8:46 on the ticket.